Part 1. How Society Contributes to Your Teen's Anxiety. 3. Accomplishments are King. I sat in a circle of acquaintances at an outdoor fire pit. My son, Wesley, was graduating from high school, and this was the second party I had been to that day and the fourth party in 3 days. I almost felt like I was in some sort of weird Groundhog Day situation. The same conversations, the same congratulations, the same forced laughter, the same veggie trays, and the same cheese and meat platters haunted every party. Inescapably, the conversation turned to the future. I started to feel the warmth of the fire creeping up my neck and into my cheeks. I knew what was going to transpire next. Inevitably, it happened. "So, Jess, what is Wesley going to do next year?" one person asked. What was the next step? What was the bigger and better thing he was moving on to? I could almost hear him telling me how that was his least favorite question in the entire universe. How every time someone asked him about his plans, he wanted the earth to swallow him whole. This was a boy who was the captain of his football team. Wesley taught himself to play several instruments, made all-league first-team defense, had exceptional grades, was the recipient of parents' admiring looks, and decided that junior college was the best route for him. I said, "He's going to live at home and attend a junior college for a couple of years so he can figure out his plans." Then I heard the follow-up question. "Oh, he isn't playing football?" "He is coaching for the high school, but he hasn't decided whether he wants to play anymore." That is when it got quiet. Finally, one person said, "Well, that's okay. It's good to save some money and take time to figure out what to do." Then the conversation shifted to another subject, and I sat back and thought about how much I loved my son, about how proud I was that he chose to stay home and not go into too much debt, about how even if he never went to college, I would still think he was one of the two most brilliant boys I had ever known. But those thoughts never got a chance to make an appearance outside of my mind, not that night at least. I leaned forward and quietly listened to the other parents talk about scholarships, sports, and the amazing things their kids were up to. And I thought of my son and children in general and all the pressures they face as they grow older. I thought about the anxiety they feel to be the best or at least better than others. Then I thought about the cheese and meat platter and I made my escape from the heat of the fire pit. The rise of youth sports. 3 out of 4 American families with school-aged children have at least one playing in an organized sport, a total of about 45 million kids. Perhaps this is true for your family too. Almost everyone is playing organized sports. In my own family, all 3 of my children are involved in organized sports. My oldest is currently playing football for a local junior college. Yes, he decided to play after all. My middle son plays football for his high school, and my daughter plays softball in a community rec league. I have nothing against kids playing sports, and I think it's beneficial on a lot of different levels. It can aid character building, and it can be physically advantageous. But our national obsession with our kids playing sports is out of hand. Actually, let me rephrase that. Our national obsession with kids excelling at sports is out of hand. Just today, my brother was telling me about a news article he read about a 14-year-old 8th-grade boy who was 6 feet 7 inches and 370 pounds. This boy had...